Melanie Graft walked to the microphone to say she thinks topics like human sexuality are important but shouldn't be on the library shelves for children.
I've been forced into this discussion because my four-year-old picked up one of the books in question from a prominent carousel and held it up to me. We've now had to have conversations, which I would have preferred to have had in a few years. This has deeply affected my children.
Graft and others who spoke out at the Hood County Commission meeting said they and the issue have been misunderstood. They said they don't want to ban these books. As resident Dave Eagle put it, they just want parents to have more control over what their kids pick up and read.
The whole issue is about moving a book from a children's picture book section that's controversial to a section where the adult, a parent, can look at it first and then determine whether to let their child see it.
For many at this meeting, though, even moving a book to another section is a form of censorship. Hood County librarian Courtney Kincaid said she chose to move the book this day in June to the adult book section because it gives parents tips on how to talk to their children about LGBT issues. Kincaid said she's glad everyone got to express their opinions. She just hopes the issue doesn't keep the community divided.
I'm hoping this will all kind of heal and stop with such hatred, and I hope we just find a good balance to live with each other and work with each other and move forward from this point on.
Some say parents should find ways to talk to their children, even if it's a topic that they don't feel comfortable addressing yet. Deanna McAfee had this suggestion.
I say, you know, take your religious beliefs and let's keep them. Let's talk about them. Let's discuss our family values. And when your child at 4 years old picks up a book that they probably couldn't read and says, "Mama, I don't understand this. Let me tell you how I answer that." Well, honey, some of us live differently than others, and then we move on.
In the end, commissioners said they weren't planning to take any action. The LGBT books for kids will stay where they are. If people really want to have a say, the commissioners said, they should sign up for the Library Advisory Board, the group that last month approved keeping the books on the library shelves. Stella Chavez, KERA News.